ただいまより、令和2年度龍谷大学附属平安高等学校入学試験英語リスニングセクションを始めます。まず問題冊子を開き、問題が印刷されているかどうか確認してください。不備がある場合は、監督の先生に申し出てください。それでは始めます。第1問、放送される英文を聞いて、質問に対する答えとして最も適当なものを、それぞれ下の ① から ④ のうちから一つずつ選びなさい。英文はそれぞれ2度繰り返されます。問い1。
If you want to make your tea sweeter, what do you need?If you want to make your tea sweeter, what do you need?
問い
2 You may eat this for your lunch. To make this food, you need slices of bread, ham, cheese, and so on. What is it? 問い3 You may eat this for your lunch. To make this food,You need slices of bread, ham, cheese, and so on. What is it?
問
3 Sophia wanted to buy a new bag, so she decided to save money every day. After 30 days, she saved 15,000 yen. How much money did she save each day?On average. 問い4 Sophia wanted to buy a new bag, so she decided to save money every day. After 30 days, she saved 15,000 yen. How much money did she save each day on average?
問
4 Emily, a 15-year-old girl, went to a movie theater last week with her father, mother, and her 3-year-old sister. To watch a movie, it costs $10 for an adult, $6 for students from age 7 to 17, and it's free for children 6 and under. How much money did Emily's family pay?Emily, a 15-year-old girl, went to a movie theater last week with her father, mother, and her 3-year-old sister. To watch a movie, it costs $10 for an adult, $6 for students from age 7 to 17, and it's free for children 6 and under. How much money did Emily's family pay?This is usually on the wall, and it tells us the date. What is it? This is usually on the wall, and it tells us the date. What is it?
第2問放送される発話を聞いて、その発話に対する応答として最も適当なものを、それぞれ下の ① から ④ のうちから一つずつ選びなさい。発話はそれぞれ2度繰り返されます。問い
1 Do you often go to Hongguanji Temple?Do you often go to Hongguanji Temple?
問い
2 What country would you like to visit in the future? What country would you like to visit in the future? Where do you think Betty is? Where do you think Betty is? What kind of books do you like? What kind of books do you like? Your brother is staying up too late watching TV. It's already 1 a.m. What should you say to him? Your brother is staying up too late watching TV. It's already 1 a.m. What should you say to him?
Hi
everyone. I'm Matt. I'm from Vancouver, Canada. Now I live with my family in Kyoto. I like cooking very much, and I'm good at drawing pictures with colored pencils. And I also love video games. I very much enjoy playing video games by myself, with my family, or sometimes with my friends in Canada. Anyway, do you like playing video games? Or do you like playing some sports outside? How about esports? Esports are electronic sports. They're sports that are played on a computer. They're more popular in Europe and America than in Japan. Last year, more than 12,000 people came together to a big arena in London to watch an esports tournament. Thousands of people watched the performance online. Some of the players can become professional gamers. The champions can get a lot of money. Do you want to become a professional esports gamer? Do you think it's an easy job? They say some strong gamers practice games for over 10 hours a day, 5 or 6 days a week. Of course, they don't need to run, jump, kick, or hit a ball, but they have to tap their keyboard faster and faster. Also, they need to study videos of other players and make game plans to win a match. Now, everyone, I have a question. Can we say esports are real sports? Can we call the gamers athletes? Different people have different ideas, so the government in some countries say, no, they're not sports, because players don't perform physically at all. The Japanese government agrees, but in China and South Korea, they say, yes, they are sports, because players do need the same physical skills as in darts or shooting. We can see shooting in the Olympics. Esports are getting more and more popular all over the world, of course in Japan too. In the near future, they may be official sports in the Olympics. What do you think about this? Which is not one of Matt's hobbies? What kind of event was held in London? Which is correct about a pro gamer's life? Which countries say esports are real sports?
問い5
What does Matt say about e-sports? 問い 5 Hi everyone, I'm Matt. I'm from Vancouver, Canada. Now I live with my family in Kyoto. I like cooking very much. And I'm good at drawing pictures with colored pencils. And I also love video games. I very much enjoy playing video games by myself, with my family, or sometimes with my friends in Canada. Anyway, do you like playing video games? Or do you like playing some sports outside? How about e-sports? E-sports are electronic sports. They're sports that are played on a computer. They're more popular in Europe and America than in Japan. Last year, more than 12,000 people came together to a big arena in London to watch an e-sports tournament. Thousands of people watched the performance online. Some of the players can become professional gamers. The champions can get a lot of money. Do you want to become a professional esports gamer? Do you think it's an easy job? They say some strong gamers practice games for over 10 hours a day, 5 or 6 days a week. Of course, they don't need to run, jump, kick, or hit a ball, but they have to tap their keyboard faster and faster. Also, they need to study videos of other players and make game plans to win a match. Now, everyone, I have a question. Can we say esports are real sports? Can we call the gamers athletes? Different people have different ideas, so the government in some countries say, no, they're not sports, because players don't perform physically at all. The Japanese government agrees. But in China and South Korea, they say, yes, they are sports, because players do need the same physical skills as in darts or shooting. We can see shooting in the Olympics. Esports are getting more and more popular all over the world. Of course, in Japan too. In the near future, they may be official sports in the Olympics. What do you think about this? Which is not one of Matt's hobbies?
問い
2. What kind of event was held in London?
問い
3. Which is correct about a pro gamer's life?
問い 4.
Which countries say esports are real sports?
問
5 What does Matt say about esports?
問 これでリスニングセクションを終わります。